All right, a lot to discuss on a Thursday. Tigers, the focal point, the story. This team continues to win. They go to the ALDS where we're going to get home playoff games. At least one. Wednesday, Comerica Park, ALDS against the Guardians. And it sets up so well for Detroit now. After taking care of business against the Astros, a proven playoff commodity, Detroit will likely throw Skubal in game two, which allows them to respond if they lose game one or pile on in game two. And then game three becomes either the clincher or the swing game. Skubal could throw as many as two starts on full rest in a five-game series. Lot to buzz about. The game yesterday, Jackson Jobe, let's start there. They bring him in the seventh inning. Plenty of people going, why a rookie in a one-run game? Why would AJ do this? John, if he's on the roster, you have to be able to pitch him in this spot. You need to build his confidence. If you're going to win a World Series, he has to be part of it. He came in to face 6, 7, and 8. Nobody on. He didn't give up any hard contact. And if Vierling makes a play in right field going home quicker, they don't give up a run, right? If Torkelson and Rogers connect on an infield liner, ground ball really, they don't score a run. Like, I don't put it on Jobe as much as I do the defense.
Right, and so obviously Spencer Torkelson, he's going to his right. He makes a play, throws the ball as he's going down. Like, it's all of those things would have been a great play. Probably one that should have been made, but you're getting your pitcher out of a jam at that point. And there was no hard contact. That's the thing. If you can just take that one inning and take the context out of it and not say, okay, well, you're up by one, it's the, you know, the wild card round, and just look at it for Jackson Jobe. I mean, he got ground balls. Yeah. He got a pop fly out.
Soft contact, yeah.
None of it was hard contact. So I like the fact that he's gone in there. And obviously I like it because they end up winning the game.
Because it worked.
But it was very valuable experience that he could bank away and next time he's out there. Because he's going to be out there again.
Yeah, they're going to need him to, especially in 5-game series or 7-game series, multiple 7-game series. The idea is this thing is just getting started. Your question was, do we need to admit something about this baseball team? And then we'll get the ticket text in about posters and whether people are still putting those up on their wall, their kids are still doing that. John, your question about this Tigers team was?
Can we just stop saying that we're so surprised and that they're just good? Can we get past the shock factor of they were, you know, 8 games under .500. They were, you know, what were they back at the beginning of August from a wild card spot? Okay, it was an improbable run. But can we just say the light bulb went on? And now they're a good team. And instead of just, we're shocked that they're in the postseason. We're shocked that they beat the Houston Astros. Should we be shocked if they beat the Cleveland Guardians? No. You've heard it from Kurt Gibson. We hear it from AJ Hinch. Like, all of these different people that know a lot more about this than we do, this is just a good team. Not willing to say they're great.
Right.
Even if they win the World Series, I don't know if we can look at this and say, well, they're a great team, because you start comparing them to other great teams across the history of Major League Baseball and they don't measure up. But can we just say that they're good now and they're playing good baseball?
Can we admit we got a good baseball team, not just a hot team that you know, lightning in a bottle? Because that's part of the story. It's not like they won 10 straight to get in or 8 of 9 to get in. It goes back almost 2 months. Can you really fake it for 2 months? Like, this idea of the way they're doing this isn't supposed to be sustainable. The two-man rotation, the bulk relievers, the committee approach in the bullpen, the super platoon, the money ball to the extreme. It's eventually the smoke and mirrors are supposed to get exposed, yet do you just kind of throw up your hands and go, maybe it's not smoke and mirrors. Maybe they struggled in the middle of the season, but they were actually capable of this all along because they are a good baseball team. I think it's a combination. Like, Javi Baez being on the team hurt them. He's not here. Are they a better team without him? Of course. These relievers weren't on the team in May and June, and now they're here. They've become a different baseball team, and we could say a good baseball team because of it, right? Trey Sweeney helps them become a good baseball team.
And Trey Sweeney, I'm glad you went there, because, I mean, not only, okay, the relief pitching, the pitching staff has been good. Tarek Skubal has been great. But we don't talk about the defense enough.
Right.
How many times are we looking at the relievers as, oh man, they came in, they got us out of an inning. Well, part of that is Parker Meadows in center field making a play that not a lot of other center fielders can make, stealing a home run that against other teams is just a home run. And now you're looking at it and go, oh wow, this reliever, boy, they blew it.
I think there will be people hesitant to say they're a good team because of just how miraculous this feels. But I get what you're saying. Like, the team in May was not a good team.
No.
Like, flat out. They deserved what happened to them in June and May because they were not a good team. Just like they deserve what's happening now because Parker Meadows wasn't there then, is now. Trey Sweeney's here, wasn't then. The bullpen, the Javi swap out now that he's off the off the roster. It's all of this. It's Torkelson is better now than he was then.
Carp's healthy.
Carp, that's a huge one. Like, all these ifs kind of finally came together, and that's showing that they are at least a good, no one's saying great, good team. And I would tell you the style of baseball they're playing is playoff baseball. John, I would point out to you that there are teams that did this all the way and won it all. The idea that this style is only built to win a three-game series or only built to squeak out a five-game series, I would tell you the 2002 Angels are a team that came in with little to no postseason experience. They finished the season on a 20-10 hot at the right time mentality. They had one player with postseason experience. The Tigers' Matt Vierling was the only player with postseason experience. They did it with base running, with a bullpen, with a smart manager in Mike Socia. Same could be said of the 2015 Royals. Scrappy, young, they ran the bases, super bullpen. 2010 Giants. They had nobody with power or speed. They had a bullpen. They had a mentality. Those teams didn't just win the opening series. This style of baseball is good baseball. It's the style of baseball that can win a World Series.
Well, the Giants won three World Series in 5 years doing it. I think they're a great team. I don't mean that in talent. I mean that as a team. Mm-hmm. I think they've accomplished that unique, rare thing, and that's why we've seen this magical run. Like, it's inexplicable what NC State did back in the day. The Miracle Ice was inexplicable. They weren't the better team, talent-wise, but they achieved that, I think, that team glue all the way around. And the egos aside, and that's so hard to do. It's so hard to do with professional sports. And baseball, I think, of all the sports, has the biggest, like, DBs in terms of the attitude, cockiness, ego, salaries. You know, there's no salary cap in the game. The love of the home run, you know, chicks dig the long ball, right? The whole, it's like, this is the, like, even though the Tigers do hit with some power at times, and they had no 25 home run player. Well,
And sometimes you got to go through all of those moments to get where you're at. If you don't go through that process of struggling, maybe they're not the team. They're not as unified as they need to be right now.
And John, you came off 3-4 loss seasons and then won a national championship with a quarterback that was left for dead. But some of the things you've told me on and off the air is you guys got that magic going, that glue together. You had to go through the Notre Dame 3-fumble, 4-quarter loss in 97 to get the, you know, there were bumps, but you somehow still find a way.
It was a win, but.
You won, right? Yeah. Have all the Tigers' wins been pretty? No. I mean, you almost lost the Iowa game that year, remember?
In 96, we lost the Purdue game in Purdue. Look, who loses to Purdue? But it was something it was an experience that we had to draw on that next year when we're playing Iowa. And you shouldn't have lost to Iowa at home. You had to come back. Like, all of those things. Like, you've got to go through a certain process to make your team and bring your team together. And how many times did we say, what if? What if Parker Meadows started the season like he's ending it? What if Spencer Torkelson didn't get set down and was the player that everybody wanted him or expected him to be? What if Kerry Carpenter wasn't hurt? What if all of these different things were that way consistent throughout the course of the year? Then all of a sudden, they're not making a historic comeback at the end of the season when all those what ifs finally paid out. They could have been a team that, what if they were competing for the Guardians for the division,
right?
But now they're competing for them for the division.
Head to head to go to the ALCS. This is being called Tom's best take ever on the Ticket Text. That they are a great team, emphasis on team. Someone else has said, don't use the word great, use the word real. They are a real team in every sense of the word. I think that's what you're saying, is this is a true egoless team.
I'm going to say great. I think when you're achieve what they're doing and nobody cares about themselves and they care about the team. I mean, it is what Bo said. It's the team, the team, the team. I actually think the Tigers, that maybe that's one of their internal things.
Okay, hold on. That's two Michigan references. One more and we are the Blue Wall. So just be very careful here.
You know, I think at times I'll be fair here, but I think Mark D'Antonio's teams accomplish this, and that's why they were so good.
But that's how you beat Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game to go to a Rose Bowl, or when you are the vast underdog, no one is picking you. Sometimes when you're a great team and you have that chemistry, that unity, it just overcomes talent deficiencies.
Right. Backup quarterback at Columbus made the playoff. You know, it's whatever, magic, voodoo, whatever. Destiny. This is the craziest thing I've ever watched in Detroit sports. If they win it all, I don't know if a Lions Super Bowl would top it.
Oh, a Lions Super Bowl would top it. But yeah. But I don't want to at all.
My lifetime, I've seen a Tigers World Series.
I know in that. I lifetime, don't mean it that way. Yeah. I mean in terms of most improbable championship ever.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I think.
I don't know. There's some people that still think the Lions will never win a world championship.
Their first name's Brian.
Last name is a name we've liked to bring Brian up on the show. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Want to get the phones in. Thomas in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning.
Real quick, I think the Tigers are destined. I think that they're going to be a problem in the postseason.
Already are.
I watched that game yesterday. I was actually outside cutting grass and ran in, and they were in the top of the seventh. I still don't know how they got out of the seventh with bases loaded when Houston took the 2-1 lead. But I came back in and watched the 5 o'clock news, and they did it. Go Tigers. Thank you, fellas. Have a good day. Yep.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, it could have been way uglier in the seventh inning, right? If you don't get the ground ball, get out of there. He says they're going to be a problem in the playoffs. They already are a problem in the playoffs. And I think what's so great about this is that there's no expiration date on this baseball team. I don't think there's a ceiling on what this team can do. I've given you examples. We can all look them up. Examples of scrappy, good base running, bullpen-led baseball teams that don't win a series but win the entire World Series. So maybe John is right. We need to stop talking about them as a flash in the pan and talk about them as a good team. Are you willing to admit that we have a good baseball team? It's 97-1.
NFL Week 5 is here. NFL season's rolling right along, and you can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. If you're new to FanDuel, you're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. And I take a look at tonight's game. It's the Bucks and the Falcons, Thursday night football. We all love our midweek football. Baker Mayfield over passing yards. Drake London over receiving yards. Bijan Robinson, anytime touchdown. You can pick from those that are already built in the app, or you can build your own same game parlay. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He just got away with these little one-liners at the end, doesn't he? Somebody let the Tigers get hot.
Certainly does.
And, well, they're more than just a hot baseball team. John, you said, are we finally willing to admit that it's a good baseball team?
Yeah.
They weren't hot. They won 31 of the last 40-some baseball games to get in the playoffs. You got to be good to do that. To beat the Houston Astros in the playoffs, you got to be a good baseball team. They're doing the things a good baseball team does. You run the bases. You play your matchups. Everybody is being used on this roster, stepping up. It's the true definition of a team. Are you willing to admit that we have a good team? Not a team that's lucky or flash in the pan or voodoo. Do we have a good team? 248-539-9797.
When you look at all of the things that we had hoped for during the season, and it was Kerry Carpenter missed a large chunk. Cole Keith was young at the beginning of the season. He's not a young player anymore. He's got a lot of experience. Spencer Torkelson sent down. Parker Meadows sent down. They've been better since they came back. But if all of these things had hit earlier, I don't think we're not talking about a historic run in August and September. We're just talking about a good team that maybe they were above the cut line the entire time.
When, 88, 90 ball games.
Yeah.
If they had Carpenter and Torque wasn't sent down and Meadows didn't get sent down. And
you don't sell at the deadline. But if you don't sell at the deadline, you don't have Sweeney.
Yeah. So it's, but no matter what, to get to this point,
yeah,
they had everything come together, and they are a good team right now. And I think we should be able to admit that. The other question we threw out there, we had Gibby on today. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind gave him a chance to respond from his phone call back in June when things weren't good, when they weren't a good team, and he saw a brighter future. But you brought up that Gibby was a guy, Kirk Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Was a poster.
My hero.
And we asked people, do they have posters anymore up on their kids' walls? Texter says, fatheads have taken over. They're all over the kids' walls. This one says, four-year-old has Lions betting and a poster set of Goff, St. Brown, and Hutch along with the Lions schedule.
Nice. It's good to hear that's still alive and well.
My son has a poster of Margot Robbie in his room.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder
how old's your son?
Yeah, exactly. Got to be at least 16, right?
Like, well, 13.
Yeah, you said 13, yeah.
Look at John's face when I said that with a grin. hey, real quick, posters, by the way, like going to the store and...
Yeah.
Where do you even get them anymore?
Okay, so seriously, back in the day, though, they would have these those things in the black frame, and you would...
Yes.
Yeah, you know, flip through them. And they'd be bound up, you know, underneath it. You'll be A17, right?
Yes.
You'd get
yes.
your Kirk Gibson poster.
Mm-hmm. The poster, that thing, though, is probably one of the dirtiest things there was out there. They would never even thought of.
Oh, remember yeah, because every grimy kid is putting their hands all over it. Yeah.
I remember seeing the fingerprints and, like, food stains on them.
yeah, boogers.
I forgot about those.
Gross.
I'll take that one.
Yeah. Let's get to Paul and Wyandotte. Paul, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I truly think this is a type of team, if they play right, I truly, truly believe that we can get to the World Series as long as we keep playing right.
Yeah, I mean, I think they set up well in the ALDS against the Guardians.
Yeah.
Throwing Scooble likely game two and then two and five if necessary. You only got to steal one non-Scooble start, and then you roll into the ALCS, and you don't know who you're playing, but the Tigers are a team nobody wants to play right now because they keep you on your toes as an opposing manager. You may have your static lineup you've been playing all year, and AJ's going to chip away at it. He's going to find your weakness. He's going to throw this minimum salary reliever out and then this minimum salary batter out, and they're just going to chip away at your weaknesses and whittle you down, and they just continue to fight. They have the most they showed this stat today on TV, the most comebacks trailing in the eighth inning or later in baseball. Like, they're a team nobody wants to play.
I think
Paul,
they've had about 12 to 15 just in the past month and a half too,
right,
which is insane. It's just, I think our and this is my last thing, our main thing though is either Mize or Reese is going to have to step up and become that solid number two, possibly three.
I think as soon as this series, and definitely if you make the ALCS, you're going to need another horse in there.
Yeah.
And I think Olsen is probably the guy you most trust, not Mize. But it also puts a spotlight on Jobe at some point as a bulk reliever. And it's why I know he's going to get heat, AJ, for putting him in. You need him.
You got to build a wealth of experience. And there's not an opportunity for the wealth of experience, but the quality of experience is definitely there now.
Do you feel like they're kind of growing up fast? Because AJ says, like, now you have playoff experience. You passed the test. Like, they do have to speed up quickly as a team that doesn't have a lot of playoff experience.
Yeah, I mean, and now you've got two playoff wins on the road.
Yep.
And you've won a series on the road.
And I just keep saying it. Home baseball, Comerica Park, playoff baseball.
Wednesday, baby.
Wednesday. Let's get to Caleb in Pinckney. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I want to say you're right. Nobody wants to play the Tigers. I know the Guardians are out there in Cleveland sitting in the locker room saying, all right, fellas, let's pack up the stuff in the lockers. We're going to lose because these Tigers are steamrolling. That's the first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say is that kids still do buy posters. A lot of the time, the college kids will buy flags. Flags are a big thing now.
Okay.
I know we got the Lions flag hanging up. But we also got Big Jared Goff and Michael Jordan hanging up as well.
Wait, Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan. I also got a Muhammad Ali.
The GOATs.
Heck yeah, man. But I love the way these Tigers are playing. And it's a perfect weekend to go and watch them since the Lions held by. I'm a bigger Lions fan than a Tigers fan. But, you know, it would be awesome to see these Tigers to go
Well, that's why when we were bringing up, Caleb, absolutely. It's why, like, when we brought up the timing of all of this, the Tigers getting hot and the stars aligning, it also lines up where the Detroit Lions don't play this weekend.
Yeah.
And they're on a bye week, so the Tigers have been able to take center stage without really any other distractions. this weekend, I wonder if people will go to Cleveland.
Road trip.
Saturday.
Why not?
Sure. Probably cheaper than going to the Tiger game.
It probably is. I mean, well, obviously it's gas. It's a hotel. But the thing about Cleveland, it's a day trip.
I said at 1 o'clock on Saturday, you could do.
Oh, you go in the morning, watch the game, come back at night.
Save on a hotel if money's tight.
Hey, we've talked about Lions fans traveling. It's time for the Tigers fans. Get in the car. Let's go.
Kevin Southfield, you're on 97.1. Good morning, Kev.
See you.
Kevin, you're
good
on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. You're on. What do you got?
Hey, good morning. It's Kevin. Hey, sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Kevin, you're on the radio, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, hey, I just want to say, man, this team right here, it reminds me of your Pistons. Like, they no superstars or anything, just hard work, gritty, and everything. They actually, like, they remind me of last year's Lions. Nobody expected to be here. I'm happy. I went to all six games last week. I'm getting tickets for these games. I'm enjoying this with my kids, my sons, because they love baseball, family thing. This is great, man. I love this. It's great for the city. And this is a good team that's just working hard and putting that work in.
Yep. Going to work Pistons.
All right, Kevin. One more time. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us. Drew in Roseville, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. I am so excited. I just think, don't want to go too deep on you guys right now, but I think the stars are lining up perfectly. You had the 40-year anniversary of 84. You had Chet Lemon, who couldn't get to any of the reunions before because he was so, you know, a lot of ailments he was dealing with, but he got there this year. I just think that team coming into this building, and I think the correlation of them starting this little run that they went on was when they came in there and celebrated, they saw them, they put a little bit of magic in this team. And I know you guys want to say we're a good team. We are a good team. But I think that the label for this team is special. When you can win games late in games like they have been doing, I mean, yesterday the bottom could have fell out in the seventh inning. But they didn't. They only gave up two runs. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. And then in the next half inning, we took the lead back and then some. I just think everything's lining up perfectly right now. I'm so excited. I just don't want it to end. And, you know, and I realize, and another thing that lines up is the Lions are off for 2 weeks. They could be in the ALCS before the Lions play another game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so awesome. They got the front page. They got all the eyes are on them. I just don't want this run to end. And if it does come to an end, I think this team deserves to be allotted no matter what happens at this point. This is more than house money, Jimmy. This is bonus baseball that we never thought we were going to have. And let's just keep it going. Keep, like the Torque says, just keep the line going. Let's go.
I love the emotion in your voice, Drew. Yes. I'm right there with you. Bonus baseball, the way he said that. No, this is phenomenal, and they do get center stage. In fact, it would line up where, should they make the ALCS, it would be starting right after the Lions play in Dallas.
Coming back.
Like, everything would be kind of hitting its peak, its stride at the right time. Texter says, don't let the Tigers get hot. Yep. Somebody let the Tigers get hot. More of your responses, 248-539-9797. Texter points out that Hader, the reliever in the eighth inning, actually makes more money this season than the entire Tigers playoff roster.
It was a great graphic.
That's unbelievable. The Tigers playoff roster is $18 million. So I think that's where the going to work, like under the radar, unheralded. Yeah. Yes, they have Tarek Skubal. They have a star. They have Riley Green, who's an all-star.
But he's not paid like a star.
Exactly. These guys are.
He will be.
Trust. I'm sure he knows that.
Yes.
He knows that's coming. Your responses, we will get to our Thursday touchdown later in the hour. Dear John in the 9 o'clock hour. But the Tigers are the story. Jump in. Open lines. It's 97.1. Gritty City, stand up. Tigers in the ALDS playoff. Baseball comes back to Comerica Park next Wednesday. Good morning. And to Kevin, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's get back to the phones. John's question was,
is this a good team? Can we just say they're a good team?
Enough of the surprises, flash in the pan. Is it sustainable? They've done this now for 2 months and a playoff series. And, well, yeah, they're a good team. They pick up one another. They use all 26 guys. This style of baseball has led to World Series before. Can we say this is a good team? Let's get to Mateo and Wyandotte. You're on 97.1.
Oh, yeah. So I definitely think this is a good team. I was saying at the beginning of the year that they had the chance to sneak into the wild card with the pickups that they made in the offseason, and then the way that our system, our farm system's been looking. It's always had the potential. We've just been waiting to tap into that potential.
There were the what ifs, right?
Yeah.
That we hit on in the middle of the season. Like, what if Carpenter didn't get hurt? And, you know, what if.
What if Javi is still a part of the roster?
Well, that goes the other way.
Yeah. There are just certain things that happened throughout the course of the year that either held them back early or just if they don't sell at the deadline and they don't have Sweeney.
Right.
How big of a piece has he been? Because it obviously led to, you know, Javi Baez. I know it's injury related and he's had, you know, a procedure, but if he is still a part of this, there are just some what ifs. Like, the path that they have taken is so winding.
Yeah, it's incredibly winding. It was not a straight path. I mean, the idea was they paid Flaherty and Maeda and Canna with the idea that they would help usher this team to the next level. None of them are on the playoff roster, right? So this wasn't exactly the way they designed it. It worked out.
Yeah.
They became a good team through player development, which I do think was part of the plan, but it was winding. It wasn't direct. It wasn't exactly as they drew it up.
Yeah.
But you can't do what they did at the end of the season and be a bad team, a fluke. It's not a fluke to win 30 of 40 at the end of the season.
Right, yes, yes. What, 31 and 13 is what they ended up being in the last 44, and it's remarkable.
And Houston, whatever you want to say about them, they're playoff experienced, they're at home, they've made, was it the ALCS, like 7 straight years? I mean, they've played like 100-plus baseball games as an organization since 2015, 2017 maybe. They're incredibly playoff seasoned. That's a team with pedigree. And you swept them. You beat them twice.
Yeah.
You took care of business.
Did they possibly end their run?
Maybe.
Because they were talking about Altuve might not be on the team next year, in free agency.
Thanks, Greeny. Linda in Rochester Hills, you're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You talked about the last segment wondering if people were going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday I went online and I purchased 2 tickets for my son and I to drive down to Cleveland on Monday because the tickets, comparable tickets in Detroit, were double.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to hop in the car, drive down there. We're thinking that Tarek Skubal is also going to be pitching.
Was that your decision in regards to Monday versus Saturday?
No, because Saturday my son was working. He was coming in from out of town, so we couldn't have gone Saturday anyway.
Okay,
yeah, I think Monday will be the Skubal day because Saturday would be on short rest.
Yeah,
I pitching him Monday game 2 still lines him up to pitch a second time in the series.
I'm curious as to how many Tigers fans are actually going to be in Cleveland for Saturday and Monday. I think it's going to be a large number.
Saturday, no one has to take off. Well, most people don't have to take off work.
But you also look at, and I think Linda brought up a great point. The tickets, and you got to drive there. I get that. But the tickets, as of now, for the Cleveland games in Cleveland are less than they are for Comerica Park.
And I would imagine Monday's the cheaper day of the two because Cleveland fans also don't have to miss work on Saturday. So if Monday, if you're dedicated to a 4 o'clock game, you can do it, right? You can get out there and you can get back. 4 o'clock helps you if you want to go down on Monday, drive down to Cleveland.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We will
if
get
you
it.
Did that, would there be enough time to charge the car to come back?
How many miles is it? I love the little... I'm going to take the second car.
Heather.
I forget my mic is on sometimes.
I've noticed that. Have you noticed that sometimes, Sean? You get like a little under your breath.
A little,
or a little chuckle. Yeah.
Normally when I say something, it's like,
it's an eye roll. Disgust.
Yeah.
But there is such a thing as a verbal eye roll, and I feel like we get that from you sometimes.
You get it a lot.
Maybe sometimes you don't even realize. 8:50, we're going to talk Thursday touchdown, some big football storylines. 9:35, Dear John. Let's get to Heather's news.
Oh, let's do it. Let me tell you all about the news. My mic's on. Oh, you guys, I absolutely hate this story. I am going to share it because it's in the news, but I hate it. A Genesee County jail inmate has been charged after attacking an emotional support dog last week. Ugh, it makes me sick. This little dog, Josie, which is also the name of one of my dogs, which maybe, was just walking towards this inmate, right? Doing her job there with her little badge on. And this guy wants nothing to do with her, slaps her, sends her flying. She had a concussion and a scrape in her eyeball. Poor little dog. So
this imagine that his return to the general population will be not a good one for him.
So he was being held on an assault charge from something that happened in 2020, and he's been hit with another charge. So he was just hit with the charge of killing, torturing a companion animal, which is a felony punishable by up to 4 to 10 years in prison. Hmm. So his sentence just got a whole lot longer. Thankfully, Josie is going to be okay. She did go to the vet. She had an MRI, making sure there was no brain bleed. And she returned back to work on Monday. So that's good news. Yeah. This is pretty cool. The Detroit Lions have this new alcohol line, and it's called Grit City Spirits. Grit City, they have straight bourbon whiskey and Grit City Vodka that was recently released. Mm-hmm. On the labels are the Lions logo and the phrases made for Motor City and this is one pride. Really cool. The bottles are actually really neat. I think
I've seen them.
Yeah.
I saw it yesterday. I walked into one of the markets and there it was. I thought, man, this is just cool.
Yeah, the bottle's cool. Yeah. So according to the news release, the limited edition spirits are designed to pay tribute to the grit, loyalty, and camaraderie that come with being a Detroit Lions football fan. So they're available only for this season while supplies last, available at retailers throughout Michigan.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
The label looks cool.
Yes. And affordable. I mean, $40 for the bourbon, $30 for the vodka. I mean, not like anything too crazy, right? So pretty cool. A Detroit woman is in trouble with the law after Troy police caught her driving drunk with 2 flat tires and an open bottle of tequila in her car. So last week, police were doing this welfare check on a driver that was parked in a parking lot of a 7-Eleven, and they saw that the front and rear tire on the passenger side were both flat. And when they spoke to her, her speech was slurred. Her eyes were bloodshot and glassy. They also spotted that open bottle of tequila in the car. She blew a .23. Yes, was taken to the Troy police lockup. Troy police are always busting drunk drivers. Anytime I see a story about a drunk driver,
it's in Troy.
Well, it's Troy police. Yeah, they're always getting them. This story is pretty crazy. So you might remember it. The ex Jacksonville Jaguars employee who stole $22 million from the team. He is now suing FanDuel for basically exploiting his gambling addiction. Do you remember the story about him? Like when I started reading it, I did start to remember. He pleaded guilty to stealing millions from the team. He is currently serving a 6.5-year prison sentence. He just filed this lawsuit on Tuesday, claiming that FanDuel actively and intentionally targeted and preyed on him with incentives, credits, and gifts to feed his addiction, keep him playing these fantasy sports, even though he was displaying signs of problem gambling. And there's things they said he was getting. One of the people in his lawsuit is an employee at FanDuel who was messaging him 100 times a day, would ask him hey, I don't see any bets made today. Why aren't you logging on? Why aren't you making any bets? They gave him tickets to the Super Bowl. He went to the College Football Playoff Championship. He went to the Masters, all through FanDuel to kind of let's keep this guy betting, right? So anyway, he's suing and we'll see what happens.
It'd be like me suing an ice cream company.
Why do you make me keep eating this stuff?
Why do you make it so good?
And all the coupons. You make the decision.
Oh, my goodness.
You do. But there is, I agree. Yep. It is a little different than that, though, because the ice cream isn't John, eat me.
When I walk through the frozen section, they all are talking to me.
Messaging you 100 times a day.
Oh, they're all messaging me. They're all talking.
You'll
I walk
me.
Through. Yeah,
John,
no,
it's
pick
me.
Rocky
pick
Road.
Pick
me.
Yes. Mecca Island Fudge Hole. Then they bring it. Then they bring out the peanut butter one, and it's like, oh, want to try something new?
Yeah.
And that's Heather with the news. The voices in your head, John.
Yes, they're real.
It's 97.1.